I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about the surpassing greatness of God. The surpassing greatness of God. We're going to be talking about this word surpassing, which means to go beyond our normal limits of power or capacity, or to exceed greatly. The surpassing greatness of God. I've just been seeing all these scriptures lately talking about surpassing power and greatness and riches of God and His grace. But we're going to start with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez that's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to get still, to examine ourselves, to get our hearts and minds positioned in the light before we take our time of communion today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. I thank you for your all-surpassing power, your all-surpassing greatness that you've given us on the inside of us, Lord, that you've moved in on the inside of us. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the immeasurable greatness, surpassing greatness, of your power to us who believe. I think I got off track a little bit there. I'm thinking about surpassing greatness. I got off a little track from our normal prayer there. The eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you called us and the immeasurable or surpassing greatness of your power to us who believe. That same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your greatness, Lord, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and we're a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us, help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Because nothing's impossible with you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. So talking about the surpassing greatness of God today, let's get first positioned in the light. That's where this surpassing greatness is found. It's found in the light. But we've got to get our hearts and minds positioned there. We've got to begin to magnify that light. We've got to begin to magnify the surpassing greatness of God. Our first step. Position of light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of his dear Son. And that transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. What we're doing right now, I consider this to be the fundamentals that we need to keep practicing and rehearsing and rehearing and meditating on these fundamentals every single day. I'm just thinking I'm doing school with my kids right now. And there's certain fundamentals that we practice every day. In gym training, I did, 20-something years of personal training with clients. We want to get to this place where we're practicing the fundamentals over and over and over and over again. When I used to coach baseball in college for a while, and we would have certain fundamental things that we did every single day. And this part right now, positioning ourselves in the light, magnifying the light, the other half of prayer that we go through, doing the things that we know to do each day, staying tuned into his voice. Those four things, I think, are the fundamentals. Stay positioned in the light, magnify the light. Do the things that you know to do today and do them with a good attitude. Stay tuned into his voice. Doing those four things, I believe you're going to begin to experience this surpassing greatness of God. And it just takes us about, what, a minute or so on each one of these things per day to keep our positioning, to keep strengthening these fundamentals each and every day. So positioning in the light, God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, but that happens through the forgiveness of sins. And that forgiveness and grace and love and mercy and greatness of God has to be received from him. On one level, it's got to be received. And just simple thank you, just receiving it with gratitude is the first level. But then it's got to flow through us. We're often the kink in the hose that's blocking the flow of this surpassing greatness of God flowing through us. We don't forgive ourselves for ways that we've missed it. We put excess pressure on ourselves. We beat ourselves up and condemn ourselves. We're our own worst critic. So what are some things that you're beating yourself up about just over the last day or week or whatever it may be? And giving yourself that same grace and mercy and forgiveness that God has given you, just letting some things go off of yourself. And you're going to begin to experience this power of God, this surpassing greatness, his grace begin to flow through you when you just get yourself out of the way. And then we got to let that grace and mercy and love and forgiveness, all that God has put within us, this surpassing greatness of everything he did on the inside of us, it's got to flow through us to other people. Which means what? We got to give them the same grace God has given us. We got to release some things. We got to let go of some things that other people have done to us. Let that grace and mercy and forgiveness flow through to them. That's how we get positioned in the light. Simple gratitude, receiving it through gratitude, taking that pressure off of ourselves, giving other people the same grace and mercy God's given us. That's how we get positioned in the light. We begin to walk in the light. But then we got to magnify that light. We got to make it bigger and brighter on the inside of us. And how do we magnify that light? It's all about what we're focused on. What am I thinking about? What am I talking about? What am I meditating on? What am I pondering on and imagining in my mind? Because whatever those things are, the more I stir them in, the bigger they begin to grow on the inside of us. Think about a magnifying glass. We're looking at something and we're making it bigger or greater. And I want us to be magnifying this surpassing greatness of God. We're going to talk more about what that means here in just a second, but magnifying the surpassing greatness of God, that he's got steadfast, unfailing love, that there's no limits to his goodness, his kindness, his grace, to anything that he has, his riches, the riches of his glory. There's no limits to any of this. The only limitation is our capacity to receive it. That's our limitation. And the biggest thing that opens us up to expand our capacity to receive it, I believe, is thanksgiving. Ramping up your praise and your thanksgiving opens you up to be able to receive more of this surpassing greatness of God so that he can flow it through you out into the world. And so what we're magnifying in our life, what we're meditating on, is all about what we're focused on. We can be magnifying light, or we can be magnifying darkness. When we're magnifying light, we're focused on thanking and praising God and meditating on his steadfast, unfailing love, that nothing's impossible with him, his surpassing greatness. We're magnifying and meditating on these things. And when we do, the side effects, we've got gratitude, we've got peace, we've got joy, we've got that peace that surpasses all understanding. We've got that joy of the Lord that is our strength. Everything feels light and energizing and easy and effortless. We're in the light. We can see. We can know which way to go. We can step over things that maybe were tripping us up or we were stumbling over before. But the contrast is God gives us the choice. We can choose to focus on darkness. We can make the choice to focus on darkness. How do we know when we're focused on darkness? We're focused on all the evil in the world, all the dark things that are happening, all the things that are wrong, all the things to vent about, to complain about, all the frustrations that we have. We can focus on those. And the more we meditate on them, the more we talk about them, the more we vent about them and complain about them, what happens? I know you've experienced this where it begins to grow bigger and bigger on the inside of you as well. Whatever you magnify is going to begin to grow bigger on the inside of you. And I like to say this, whatever you're magnifying is going to begin to magnetize. It's going to begin to magnetize, where it's going to begin to attract and pull into your life more of whatever you're magnifying. It's going to begin to pull into your life. And so the question is, what are we magnifying? Is it light or is it darkness? And the goal is to get it where we sustain our magnification, sustain our focus on the light. Because we're in darkness, magnifying darkness. Everything feels heavy, confusing. There's fear, there's stress, anxiety, worry, uncertainty, no hope, insecurity. All these things are side effects of focusing on the darkness. We get all the opposites when we focus on the light, but God gives us the choice of which one we want to focus on. And learning when these issues and problems come, because they're going to come. This is not pretending that there's not issues or problems or things going on in life, but it's choosing not to meditate on them. It's choosing not to focus on them, to magnify them as bigger. Why? Because we've got the surpassing greatness of God with us. You got the surpassing greatness of God with us, and nothing's impossible for him. And so it's in the face of these issues and problems, turning the tables on them and spinning them back around, bringing them into the light and saying, you know what? I've got the all-surpassing power and greatness and riches of God with me and for me and in me. Nothing's impossible for him. Start thanking him and praising him in the face of issues and problems. That's how we begin to spin that around. Then our third fundamental. What do you know to do? As you begin to get positioned in the light and you magnify that light, you can see more and more of what to do. You can know which way to go, which direction to take, what things to begin to walk in, what things to step over, adjustments to make, all these types of things. When you're in the light, you can see what to do. So what is it that you know to do today? This becomes your plan for the day. What do you know to do today? We got to walk in the light that we have. I mean, the things that we know to do, we got to be putting them into practice. Doesn't mean you have to have them all perfect, but we got to be putting them into practice consistently. So there might be some things in your house, administrative things, things in your workplace that you know need to be done. How could you take action on those things today? Maybe there's some things you've been procrastinating on, some things building up or stacking up on the inside, and you feel that pressure building on the inside of you. How could you take one step forward in those things today? Start walking out those things that you know to do. Maybe some things you're like, I know I need to do that. I've been meaning to do that. I know I need to do that, but we just haven't taken that step yet. And sometimes the issue is we don't fully get this surpassing greatness of God. God prompts us to take some step or some action of faith, but it looks impossible. It looks big or overwhelming, like you could never do it in your own strength. And the reality of it is you probably can't. But if God is prompting it, all these things that he has planned for our life were meant to be done in partnership with him, where the surpassing greatness of him begins to flow through you and equip you and empower you to do these things in his strength, not your own. So that becomes your plan for the day today. Then go about your day executing in the light with thankfulness and peace and joy that the surpassing greatness of God is with you. That it's with you. He's helping you to execute these things. You don't have to do them on your own anymore. Take him with you into the everyday things of life today. Let him show off this surpassing greatness of his power. And then finally, what's God been speaking to you over the last day? Our fourth fundamental. Let's get positioned in the light. Magnify that light. Keep doing the things that you know to do today. And then we got to stay tuned into his voice. It's his voice that leads us to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But he leads us by his voice, which is why we got to take the time to get still and to listen each day, to stay tuned into his leading. So if you need to pause the recording right now, you can. Just taking a few minutes to get still and reflect over the last day. What's God been teaching you? What's he been showing you? What's he been training you? And what's the new vision and direction he's talking about? And then one of the most important keys to greatness, I believe, to seeing this surpassing greatness flow through you, begin to record your journey. Whatever you hear, just begin to record your journey. Ask God this simple question. God, what is it you're trying to teach me or show me today? Get still, listen, and write down whatever you hear. And begin to record your journey day by day. So let's look at surpassing. These are dictionary definitions of the word surpassing. Greatly exceeding, to go beyond, to transcend reach or capacity or powers of beauty. So to be surpassing means it's greatly exceeding. It's going beyond what we thought. It's transcending our reach or capacity or powers of beauty. Think about this. In the daily prayer that we pray, we ask God to expand our capacity to receive his purpose and grace and love and goodness and greatness and everything that he has, and to let it flow through us. But no matter how much we increase our capacity, he's all surpassing. He's got more than we can receive. It's unlimited. Inexhaustible, unlimited. And the only limitation, I believe, is our capacity to receive it and to let it flow through us, which is partly why we pray that prayer every single day. But here's some scriptures. Psalm 150, verse 2. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. One of the greatest ways we magnify that light, start praising him for his surpassing greatness. 2 Corinthians 4:7 says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not of ourselves. Surpassing greatness goes beyond everything, greatly exceeds whatever's coming at us. Right after this passage, Paul talks about how we're hard pressed on every side, perplexed but not in despair, issues going on all around them. You got this treasure of God in us, in earthen vessels, to show that this surpassing greatness of this power is from God and not of ourselves. 2 Corinthians 9:14. And they will have deep affection for you because in their prayers on your behalf, because of the surpassing grace of God. Not only does he have surpassing greatness, he's got surpassing grace that can flow through us as well. Surpassing grace. Some versions talk about surpassing riches as well. We'll see that here in just a second. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. This is part of the prayer that we pray every single day. We don't normally use the word surpassing in there when I pray this every day, but maybe we need to start. And it says, what the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of the might of his strength. Surpassing greatness of what? His power. So he's got greatness of power. He's got surpassing grace. Then Ephesians 2:7 says that he might display in the coming ages the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. He's got surpassing power and grace and riches in Christ. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God that is surpassing all understanding shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. He's got that peace that can surpass all of our understanding, that can help us to guard our hearts, help us to magnify that light. So we're going to be taking communion today, just as a time of thanksgiving, time of just praising God and just meditating on his surpassing greatness today. So Father, we just thank you for your all-surpassing power and greatness and grace and riches and everything that you've got for us in Christ, Lord, that nothing's impossible for you. Beyond all of our capacity, God, you can do more than we ever ask or think or dream or imagine. And nothing's impossible for you. We just thank you. As we take communion today, just this reminder for us of your greatness. that you loved us so much you were willing to send your one and only Son to die for us. If you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things? Thinking of, there's another verse that talks about the surpassing value of knowing Christ, of knowing Him. We can have this covenant relationship with Him and with God. And Jesus said, John 17:3, this is eternal life, that they would know you, God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. Goes beyond, exceeds everything else, the surpassing value of knowing Him. So, Father, we just thank you for your surpassing greatness. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread and He said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then He told His disciples, take it. Receive it. Receive what? Receive that He makes you right with God and holy and perfect in His sight. You can approach Him with freedom and confidence. Receive that He's got surpassing greatness of power and grace and peace and whatever it is that you need. We can come to Him in our time of help and find grace and mercy in our time of need. That nothing's impossible for Him. Just receiving that today. Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents. And we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, that gives us this new covenant. This new covenant, this partnership with God. Partnership with God. He's given us everything He has. He's moved in on the inside of us, including His surpassing greatness, this treasure in jars of clay. Pretty amazing thing to think about. The God who created all is living on the inside of you. His surpassing greatness is living on the inside of you. We go back up here. We have this treasure in earthen vessels to show that this surpassing greatness of the power is of God and not of ourselves. So Father, we just thank you for your greatness. Thank you for Jesus and His sacrifice, and just ask you to bless this cup. In Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out. Let's work on those four fundamentals today. Let's stay positioned in the light, gratitude and praise, and let's magnify His surpassing greatness today. Let's do the things that you know to do. Execute those things. Focus on executing them the right way with a great attitude, just a cheerful heart. And let's stay tuned into His voice today. Let's do those four things with excellence today, with surpassing greatness, because He's flowing through you to help you make those things happen. I believe you start doing those four things every day, it's going to lead you to this beautiful place in life. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, where we talk about those four fundamentals a lot, we keep reinforcing them over and over. We've got time to connect and hold each other accountable on those four things. If you'd like to partner with us in that, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.